Okay, so yesterday we started Zilberstein off with a gematria and a shaila. Today's going to be more of a maisa and a short message. Sometimes Zilberstein Sfarim, he does this all the time. He writes in nice stories and things that we can learn from. So we know that Parshas Metzora talks a lot about Lashon Hara. And he puts his story, Davka, in Parshas Metzora in the new sefer called Uperio Masokan, Sefer Vayikra. He said once there was a Rav in Yerushalmi named Rav Shom Shavjon. Great genius in Eretz Yisrael, and he lived in Yerushalayim. And he said the following story from his Zeta, the Marsham Zatzal. He said one time the Marsham was the Rav of the town, and a guy came in to shul. Excuse me, the Marsham had a dream on Friday night. He had a dream on Shabbos night that there was a certain avrich in his city. There was a certain guy in Kolo in his city. Who did something tremendously wrong on Erev Shabbos. He had a dream. He had a dream about this on Shabbos night, and he saw in Shemayim Nigmar Dino Shoso Avrich Lamisa Bide Shemayim Bishal Avanza. So because this guy did something so wrong on Erev Shabbos, it was already determined in Shemayim that his fate, because of what he did, he was gonna be killed. He decided Shabbos morning when he woke up. I don't know if it happens to a lot of you guys, but usually you remember your dreams when you wake up. You know, it's not like the movies when you wake up in the middle of the night, oh, I can't believe that happened. No, it usually happens when you wake up. That's what you remember when the dream. So the Marsham says when he woke up in the morning, he thought about the dream, and he decided whether or not he should tell this guy in shul or not of what he dreamt. He made a determining thing. If the guy comes over to me and says good Shabbos and starts talking to me, then I'm going to tell him. If not, then I'm not going to tell him. Because you know the Gemara's in Brachos that says you shouldn't talk about dreams. Especially if they're bad ones. So he says in the story here that after davening, all the daveners left, and the Marsham took out his sefer Or Chaim HaKadosh on the parsha and started learning the parsha. When suddenly he got a tap on the shoulder, and who was this? Who was it? It was the guy who he dreamt last night did a terrible sin and had the Gemar Din in Shemayim. He therefore started talking to him for a couple of minutes, and he told him to just wait around. You want him to wait around and for him to be able to tell him what happened. So before the Marsham was able to start telling him what he dreamt about, the guy started bursting into tears. Mamish telling him that on Erev Shabbos, he was learning in the Beis Midrash, and he was so deep into the sugya. I don't know how he does this, but how he did this, because you know, Erev Shabbos, you know, when it comes down to crunch time, if he was ever in the Beis Midrash 10 minutes before Shabbos, good for you. Even though Rabbi Simon, my Rabbi, and we'll go back to the story, he always says it from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says, how do you become a Talmid Chacham? How do you become a Talmid Chacham? By learning on Fridays, Erev Shabbos. Simon always quotes from the Chavetz Chaim. What happens Fridays? Everyone's doing this and that. You'll see in Eretz Yisrael, the hardest day, at least for me, what it was my year in Israel, Erev Shabbos. There's a million things going on. Brackets. Okay, brackets close. So now he comes to him, Erev Shabbos, it was very close to Shabbos, and I was so deep into the sugya, I didn't realize, the Marsham didn't know what the sin was. I didn't realize how close it was, and I did a specific malacha. And afterwards, I saw that with that chat, and I saw people mamish in their big day Shabbos, and I saw Shabbos already started. I started crying, and I'm coming to you now, Rabbi, on Shabbos, a day later, to be able to see if there's anything I could do. The Marsham answered back to the following. He said, you know, he cried with him, and he downed from him, and he said, he quoted from the posim in the Shulchan Aruch, says, Simon Shin Lamedalid, that anyone who has a bad dream, or anyone who has a certain gzera that he sees in Shemayim, be able to do something called a pinyon nefesh v'tikon tshuva. Basically, certain things, certain tzelem to say, certain staka to give, and be able to go forward and be able to do tshuva. End of the day, Baruch Hashem, the guy was saved, and the avrich lived. I think he doesn't connect how this connects to lashon hara, or maybe how it connects to a person's overall avodas Hashem. You know, the story is better than the ending. You guys remember were looking for when this happened, that happened. Like it was they did tshuva and he did a certain things and he was brought. And he did something right, but at the end of the day, I think maybe this could be the end, this could be the message, or maybe it cannot be the message. But I think at the end of the day, why does a person say lashon hara? A person says lashon hara because he has a different perspective on the world. He has a negative perspective on someone. I don't like Meir, so I don't like Meir. I'm gonna talk down about Meir, right? Why am I talking down about Meir in the first place? Usually, people who say lashon hara usually are people that feel negative things about themselves. They have to talk down about other people to pick themselves up. The Marsham was Dafka. What did the Marsham do? He didn't run to be able to go tell. He didn't go run that I had to go tell this person. He wanted to see. The Marsham knew who this person was. He wanted to see. He knows. I know this guy's a good guy. We'll see what happens. If he comes over to me, then I'll talk to him. If not, then we'll deal with it then. But Marsham had this positive outlook on life. The more we have a positive outlook on life, the more we have an optimistic outlook on life, then we're not going to come into Lashon Hara situations. And even when someone starts talking Lashon Hara, we're going to be very quick to soon. So, you know, if it's okay with you, I know it's not the cool thing, you know, but I'm trying to work on my Lashon Hara. And Bezer Shem, when we do this, we'll be more positive people, we'll be more optimistic people, and they'll make Rav Zover Sin and the Marsham tremendously proud.